Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
Another horrific incident involving a gunman and somebody who it looks like is mentally unstable. Esteban Santiago is the person in question and in custody right now in a shooting in Fort Lauderdale at the Hollywood airport there, where he apparently has, gunned down five people, wounding another eight. A few of those people are fighting for their life. Another horrific incident. Obviously, when you hear something about gunfire and issues like this at an airport, the first thing that pops into the minds of everybody, myself included, as this was unfolding today, was, is it terrorism? Is this a lone wolf? But it looks like you've got a person who is mentally unstable and took upon himself today that somewhere between the flight between Alaska and Florida, something much has snapped. He had a gun. The gun was checked properly. It was not with him. It was unloaded. What they're trying to say and what we're ascertaining from everything is he then went into the bathroom, apparently loaded the gun, and then went out and started firing at people. It is a very tragic situation. It is an upsetting situation, as always, anytime something like this happens. Unfortunately, in the modern world we live in with the firearms that are available to people, sometimes horrific things like this happen. Governor Scott and everybody is already on top of it. This is Governor Scott talking about what took place today.
We have five individuals that have lost their life. We still have people fighting for their life in our hospitals. Whoever is responsible will be held accountable to the full extent of the law. So let me repeat this. The state of Florida, the citizens of Florida, law enforcement in this state will not tolerate evil acts. Whoever is responsible will be held accountable to the full extent of the law.
Full extent of the law, whatever that may be. And we're going to talk more and more about guns and mental illness here throughout the night. And feel free to check in. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. You can text the program 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. Again, a tragic situation and a situation that, like everything else in this world, becomes political within moments. You know, even watching Rick Scott field questions today, a majority of them were political questions. That's what a majority of them were. You know, the crime scene hadn't even been close to being completely looked at, and the questions were coming about guns and whatnot. And it's a very sad, sad situation when we, as in, and look, let's be completely honest. This is the world that we live in politically now, where everything is truly about politics. You know, you want to dress Melania Trump? Well, you must hate, you must be anti-gay, or you must be a racist. If somebody shoots somebody, the first thing we do is we want to rush out. Is it somebody from the Tea Party? Is it a Muslim? It's mental illness. We all want to be right in a very sick and twisted way. And that's not the way we should be. It's not the way we should be. Again, a horrific incident that is, you know, again, touching Florida, five people dead, eight wounded in a, you know, I can't even imagine what it was to be like in a situation like that. The surrealness of somebody, you've landed, people are mulling around the airport, they're waiting for their bags, somebody goes into the bathroom and then comes out firing. Of all the places you would think, maybe this isn't going to happen, this is it. Rick Scott continues to talk about the families and the victims.
My heart goes out to every family impacted. The families that lost their loved ones and the family and the individuals that have loved ones still in a hospital fighting for their life. You can't imagine how this could happen to any family anywhere in the world, but clearly we don't ever want this to happen in our great state.
No, you don't want it to happen anywhere. But unfortunately, in this day and age, again, these are the kind of things that do happen. And the debate will come and it'll rage on. And we'll talk about that later, because politics is where we're at in this world now. And politics front and center. Everything is political. For years, people have said it, never let a tragedy go to waste. And unfortunately, this is the world we live in, not only with situations like this, but also with politics and the politics of things like this. And at times it can be sickening and disgusting. And you know, who is this guy? What was he about? This is Mayor Barbara Sharif talking about who they think, you know, he is, and did he even act alone?
He was a lone shooter, and we have no evidence at this time that he was acting with anyone else. He is in custody, and we are currently investigating others.
You know, and you don't know. I mean, you're in a situation where you're at an airport, things start to happen, and of course now in this day and age, people start rolling, you know, play and record, and you're seeing things from inside there, and people are laying on the floor, and you don't know who's what, when, how, and where. You see somebody who's bleeding, cops are arriving, and you've got a mass amount of people all over the place, spread out in a large area, and the chaos and confusion must have been tremendous. In fact, what we're hearing is some of the people that are injured weren't injured in the shooting, but maybe injured in the aftermath of people running for their lives. Speaking of running for their lives, this is one of the people that was at the airport, happened to be outside while her parents and family were inside.
I was returning the rental car, and my family just said stay there because they were are putting everybody in a safe place in Terminal 2 because they heard gunshots, and they ran. My 90-year-old grandma's in there. She ran.
You didn't able to hear from them?
Yeah, they're fine. They're in a Delta staff lounge.
Again, a horrific situation, a tragic situation, and a situation that, you know what, you wake up in the day and you're excited because you're going from, you know, Alaska or Seattle or, you know, Baltimore or Chicago or Cedar Rapids, and you're flying to Fort Lauderdale and you're waiting around for your bag, and all of a sudden somebody emerges out of a bathroom and starts blasting. What we know about the guy is Esteban Santiago is his name. That is the person who's in custody. After he shot the people, he surrendered, was taken into custody without any incident. Nobody fired at him. From there, what we're hearing is last month sometimes the FBI in Alaska became aware of him and the fact that he had caused some issues with the FBI, and they were aware of him, and he had they were worried about his mental stability, and he was volunteered himself to go into some sort of treatment center. And after that, again, you fall off the radar. I was listening to a couple of the FBI guys talk earlier today. They say, look, if we put everybody who shows up at our doors inside a mental institution, you'd be surprised, you know, whether people think that they've got things inside their head that have been planted by the CIA or there's aliens or people who are just looking for directions. You just don't know. But they did become aware of him last month. And it is a horrible situation that took place today. And over the next 24 hours, 48 hours or so, as this thing starts to work its way through and we start to find out more and more, and even by the night tonight, by the end of this show, we'll know more and more about Escobar. We'll know more and more about, Esteban Santiago, who he is, you know, military ID on him. Is he active? Is he not active? Was it one gun? Was it a handgun? I mean, all of these things are going to come out, but post-traumatic stress disorder? Was he on anything? All of these things are going to come out. People are saying, well, you know, maybe there was an incident on the flight. Was there somebody in particular he was after? Was this a group of people? Was it random? All of those things will come out. But one thing's for sure, it looks like we have somebody who has, again, a gun and mental issues. And that is the debate that is going to start to rage sooner rather than later, because you never let a tragedy go to waste. And this is what we have in this day and age, is a way to take something, polarize people, make it big, and it's sad but true, rather than having a real discussion about that, which most people aren't interested in doing. The Chad Benson Show Facebook, at Chad Benson Show Twitter, ChadBenson, chad@chadbensonshow.com. You could text the show. Love it when you do, 323-538-2423. 323-538-2423. And we'll be taking your calls all night about this and many other things. 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423. That's the number to call. And again, a tragic situation that we're going to be dealing with. And speaking of dealing with it, we'll talk about the polarization and the politicalization of a tragedy like this and what really we need to talk about when it comes to situations like this. It's the Chad Benson Show.
The Covercraft products you know and trust are now available directly to you at Covercraft.com. You'll find custom car covers manufactured with high-performance fabrics, Carhartt seat covers in new Realtree camo patterns, dash mat dashboard covers, Colgan custom bras, specialty protection products from K9 Covers, and a whole bunch more. Be sure to use the code DRIVE at checkout to receive free shipping in the continental U.S. Get protection for whatever you drive at Covercraft.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free.
Call 1-800-544-2352. That's 1-800-544-2352. Again, 1-800-544-2352.
Does your basement or crawl space have damp, musty odors? Do you worry about indoor gases and pollutants? Everyday living generates moisture that can nourish mold and odors, even asthmatic triggers. Indoor pollutants linked to respiratory ailments, birth defects, and cancers can become trapped in your home. You can't buy health, but you can buy Wave's moisture control and air quality products. Wave Home Solutions, for a dry, healthy home. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to dryhome123.com. That's dryhome123.com.
The Dodge brothers weren't big on self-restraint, and thank goodness for that. Because when you're always pushing the limits, you engineer cars like the available 370-horsepower Dodge Charger with a TorqueFlite 8-speed automatic transmission. It's why Dodge is the only brand that grows as fast as it drives. One drive and you'll discover why Dodge is America's fastest-growing performance brand. Data is calculated using the latest available year-over-year retail vehicle registrations. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
I'm Bob DiRigo Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. It's time to announce our choice for the craziest lawsuit-related story of the year. It involves a nature photographer who was sued by the group People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. To make a long story short, a monkey in Indonesia took a picture of himself using the photographer's camera. It was hilarious, and the monkey's selfie went viral. Unfortunately, that's when the real monkey business started. PETA's lawsuit claimed that the monkey, not the photographer, should get all the money generated by the picture. Their lawsuit, however, ignored the fact that Congress has never given animals the right to sue over intellectual property, and that the photo happened only because of the photographer's meticulous work in setting up the shot. Let's be fair. If you think this lawsuit sounds bananas, you're not alone. A federal judge ruled that the monkey can't own a copyright. PETA, however, has appealed that decision, and a ruling is now pending. See the picture and learn more by visiting our website at centerforamericatv.org.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-7907. 800-478-7907. 800-478-7907. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
800-379-1174. 800-379-1174.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, my New Year's resolution is to get new customers in the door.
Well, Staples has everything you need to promote your business. Signs, pens, mugs, you name it.
Perfect.
And right now you can get 15% off custom banners and posters.
15% off? That's one resolution off my list.
Oh, how many were there?
Just the one.
Then, Happy New Year.
This year, resolve to promote your business at Staples. And right now, get 15% off custom banners and posters. Staples. Make more happen.
Offer ends 3/24/17. See a Staples associate for details.
Chad Benson.
Tragedy, yes. Political, always. Talking about what took place today in Fort Lauderdale at the airport there. One of the 25 busiest airports in the country, the Hollywood Airport. Later on today night, we're going to have Tony Marino on to talk about what's going on there. He's actually on scene, and we'll get a sense of what it's like and what the airport in and itself like. Producer Phil, you were just at that airport, what, about a month ago?
Yeah, I was. I don't want to talk about it.
But it's not a huge airport, right? It's not a massive airport?
Well, they do have four terminals, and the transportation between the two of them is very, very good. And it was apparently undergoing construction while I was there as well. Coming from D.C., I found the options for eating quickly limited.
That's what he said to me earlier. Politics plays a part in everything we do, in everyday life now. Yesterday, we talked about Dolce & Gabbana are going to dress Melania Trump. People are outraged. You know, Milo Yiannopoulos is got a book deal from Simon & Schuster, and people are saying that you need to take that book deal well because he's so controversial and blah, blah, blah. Politics is everything. And gun politics is massive, right? Gun politics is massive. The first thing that we do now as human beings, because of our need and want to be right, is to, when something like this happens today, we want to know, first and foremost, what the nationality and the color of the shooter is. Is it a person that's white and could be essentially a Tea Party member? Is it somebody who is somebody of Islamic descent, a Muslim of some sort, or somebody sympathetic to ISIS? Is this what this is? Because we want to be right politically and stuff like this so we can say nya. And that's very, very sad that that's the world we now live in, that we rush immediately to say, hey, let's find out exactly what this is all about, because that way we could tell everybody our side got it right. It's not an us versus them. It was a tragedy. But politics has always been this way. You take a tragedy and you figure out how you can make it work in your favor in some way, shape, or form. This today, like a lot of these situations are, this is about mental illness. This is not about a gun. It is not about gun control, although people will make it that way. This is about mental illness by the sounds of it. A person who obviously has had troubles. Is this post-traumatic stress disorder? Is he active military? All of these things are going to be found out sooner rather than later, because you start to get, you piece these things together. At first, it is one of these things where it is, you get a piece here and you get a piece there and you're trying to puzzle it in. And while this is a piece, it's not really a piece that you think, because it's baloney. In fact, one of the first things I saw today was somebody who live streamed something saying, hey, guess what? It's a white guy that did this. Like that, you know, again, we all want to be right, and we all want to be right from our point of view, our perspective on a tragedy like this, because it helps us as far as we're concerned. It helps us. It helps validate our point. This isn't about coming together. This isn't about being better to each other. This isn't about any of those kind of things. It's about validating our point of view politically as if we get some sort of magical points for that. I didn't get any politic points today. I didn't. I got none of those things. What I got is the realization that 5 people are dead, 8 people are wounded, some of them are fighting for their lives. It was at the arrival, so by the thoughts of it, chances are people were there for weekend vacation, trying to enjoy themselves, and now that's all gone. And we have a person who, for all accounts and purposes, as we piece these things together, seems to be mentally unstable. So when we hear it's this person, it's 26-year-old, he's native born, this is his name, people are like, oh my God, he's a U.S. citizen, oh. And then you hear, you're like, now I'm hoping he's mentally unstable. I'm hoping he's mentally unstable. And let me tell you something, people in the Islamic community, people in the Muslim community, they hope it's not They hope it's not one of their own. Right? People who are black hope it's not somebody who's black and screaming, I hate Trump and I hate white people. This is what we, rather than look at the thing as a tragedy, we spin it around and make it political. And it's sad. Mental illness seems to be the reason this took place today. Mental illness. How bad was he? Was post-traumatic stress disorder part of it? Is he active military? All of those things will come together. But it doesn't matter. Because once everybody finds out that their group, the people that they support, the people that they believe in, the rights and wrongs as far as they're concerned politically, once you find out it's not your group, you can breathe a sigh of relief. Oh. And it shouldn't be that way. It shouldn't be. Look, the gun issue is going to rage on forever. As long as we have guns, there are going to be people who want to control it. As long as we have guns, there are going to be incidents like today that take place. It's sad reality of the world that we live in 2017, but the truth is, these kind of things will take place. Today was a tragedy that had probably been brewing for a while, and then somewhere between yesterday and today, something went off in this guy's head, and he acted on it. Was it on the flight? Did he know he was going to do this when he went to Florida? Did something happen that he just lost complete touch with reality? Those are things we need to figure out. But politics is front and center in all that we do now, and will continue to do so and be so for the foreseeable future. That's the truth. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter. Chadbenson, Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the show, 323-538-2423. 323-538-2423. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Chad Benson Show.
In winter, you can practically hear your skin changing. Drying out, flaking, tightening, becoming itchy, irritated, and inflamed. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. With Cortisone 10,
snowball fight!
Winter can just sound fun again. Cortisone 10, feel the heal. Use as directed.
There are two kinds of people in this world, the haves and the have-dones. The haves unwind with their uptown entourage on private islands. The have-dones unwind with a relaxing massage and hundreds of other spa treatments. Looking for a facial? Think Groupon. Want a mani-pedi? Think Groupon. Need a haircut? Download the Groupon app and use code WELCOME and get $10 off your first Groupon deal of $25 or more. Restrictions apply. See Groupon.com/radio for details. Because if you're going to own something, own the experience. Groupon.
Being there matters, and your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the commander-in-chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-519-7796. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-519-7796.
Do you want to lose all your money? Well, I've got some bad news for you. The stock market is a rigged game, and it's rigged against you. What Wall Street doesn't want you to know is that there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth. The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. In fact, their money will continue to grow safely year in and year out, even when stocks, real estate, and other investments tumble. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. This free report shows how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your retirement in the Wall Street casino. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement. It far outperforms any IRA or 401k. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor here. I want to tell you about a brand new video series I'm co-hosting with my buddy Scott Duffy. It's called Business and Burgers, presented by Microsoft. The show travels across the United States, and we're in search of the best burger in America and a side of great business advice, too. Business, sports, celebrities, and food collide in an interview-style format with noteworthy entrepreneur guests sharing the secret sauce that it took to build prosperous, game-changing companies. Follow us online on YouTube, social media, and at businessandburgers.com. Go check out our new video. It's up right now.
Are you being audited, and do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Is the IRS threatening to take more of your money? Don't fight the IRS alone. The Tax Doctor is here to help you negotiate a lower tax bill. The IRS can freeze your assets and seize your bank accounts, but you can stop these IRS actions. The Tax Doctor will fight for you using industry secrets that can stop any IRS actions, eliminate penalties and interest, and reduce your past tax bill so you pay the IRS less. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call the Tax Doctor now for a free IRS audit emergency review. 800-264-1289. 800-264-1289. 800-264-1289. 800-264-1289.
Is credit card debt ruining your life? Now you can have a large portion of your credit card debt forgiven. Get Relief Today wants to give you free information that shows you how. This program is proven to work for credit card debt, medical bills, and department store debt. Thousands of people have used it to have a portion of their credit card debt forgiven. Call now for free information and a consultation, and we'll give you the secret to this money-saving program absolutely free. Get eye-opening information that could save you thousands of dollars a year or a month, depending on how much you owe. In fact, the more you owe, the more you can save. All you need is to owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or department store debt to qualify. So call for free debt forgiveness information now at 800-207-8558. That's 800-207-8558. Discover the secret to having your credit card debt forgiven. Call 800-207-8558. 800-207-8558.
Small business comes in all shapes and sizes. Your financing options should, too. Benetrends Financial offers a full suite of small business and franchise funding options to help entrepreneurs like you get the best funding options possible, quickly, safely, and economically, so you can finally purchase the business of your dreams. Sign up for a free funding consultation today, and we'll design a customized funding plan for you. Visit Benetrends.com. That's Benetrends.com to find out more. Benetrends.
Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
We're finding out more and more about the shooter today in Fort Lauderdale. Apparently last month when he went to the FBI in Alaska, he said that he was hearing voices that tell him to go fight for ISIS. He was dishonorably discharged. He was honorably discharged 4 months ago. There's not a huge rap sheet on him or anything like that. He was discharged from the reserves just about 4 months ago. His brother said he developed mental health problems in his time in Iraq, but was not diagnosed with PTSD. Brian Santiago said he's also said he was very pro-American. And, they said he randomly targeted people at the luggage. So it wasn't anything there. And he had gotten on a flight from Alaska to Minneapolis, then Minneapolis to the final destination, which was Fort Lauderdale. And the only thing that seems to be, and this is the, he was suspected of and accused of domestic violence in Alaska and was once investigated for child porn. And he's got a girlfriend and a kid. I mean, again, this is not one of these. This is not. It sounds like this is somebody. When you're hearing voices like that, there's an issue. There is an absolute issue, and I think we realize that. And mental issues are huge. We have a shortage of facilities to help people who are mentally incapable anymore of dealing with reality and people. I tell everybody, you should never starve in America. You know who starves in America? People who are mentally not there. Very old people who forget to eat, and people who are mentally not there, who wander the streets aimlessly for days and don't eat. We have a mental health problem in this country, a shortage of facilities. The largest facility for mental health in this country is the Twin Towers facility in downtown Los Angeles. Kids, let me tell you something. That is a prison. That is jail. That is a jail. That is the largest mental health facility in the country. That's scary. We don't know what to do with them. What happened? We'll find out. But understand that politics is going to be front and center of us finding things out about this. People will come up with their conspiracy theories. I can hear it already on all the fake news sites and stuff. They're going to come up with their half-baked, crazy-ass conspiracy theories, because that's what we do. The gun rights people will say, you know, look, it's a mental health issue, which I agree with 110%. But the people who are in control, they're going to come out and say, look at what's going on here. We need to have more and more control. How did he get it through? First and foremost, he traveled with the gun, but it was registered, was in his name. It was underneath. It wasn't with him. It was unloaded. He did everything correctly. They knew it was coming. Did they know he was mentally unstable? No. Politics, kids. Politics. Let me tell you something. Yesterday, in the defunding of, in the bill that's going to go and start to repeal and replace some of Obamacare, inside of there, there's a defunding bill to defund Planned Parenthood. Politics. Politics. This is what it is. I asked a question yesterday, and I'll ask it to you right now. It's about abortion. It's about this. And I posed and you can check out the Facebook page. First and foremost, it's about 3% of what Planned Parenthood does. But when I talk to people, they are so sold through so many crazy ideas that that's all they do. And even when you present them with cold, hard facts that they do other things, they don't believe it. And I asked somebody yesterday, I said, let me ask you a question. If they got rid of abortion, Planned Parenthood, meaning they may still do it, but it'll be in facility next to the place that gets the federal money, and it'll only be private money that comes to it, are you okay with that? Well, they don't do anything but abortion. Politics. The guns rights people are going to come out, and they're going to want to say, I mean, not the guns rights people, the people who want to control the guns, they're going to come out and they're going to go for the control. This is what happens when people, this is why we need to limit this, this is why we need to limit that, guns. This is what it's going to be. Places like California, you got to understand something. The frustration here. New laws came in this year in California. They're slowly but surely taking away every opportunity for you to have a gun. Inch by inch is what they're trying to do. Limit this, limit that, register your bullets. It's insane. It's about control. And for women, they feel the same thing about their bodies, right? It's about control. Who wants to control them? They want to control them. It's funny. Again, it's the same. It is a different subject, but it is the same argument that they use on one another. It is the same argument. about control. Somebody wants to control something of mine. Tell me I can't have a right that is in the Constitution, that I can't do this. And even when you present people with facts, they don't want to hear that. It's about emotion. Everything's about emotion in life. It's about emotion now. It's about feelings. The reality of something does not matter anymore to anybody. It's about emotion. And of course there's going to be emotional times like this. Five people are dead. Eight are wounded. Yesterday, the feelings on for some people who are just so excited because the Republicans are going to stop federal funding, of which, by the way, I think they get a decent amount of money. About 40% of the money that Planned Parenthood gets is federal funding. When you look and see, it's only 3%. Abortion is only 3%. And by the way, abortion is at the lowest level it's been in a long time. And a big reason is because kids are extra super duper prepared because they don't want to have kids at all. But people don't hear that. They want to get involved in something, and they're going to lead first and foremost with their emotion. With their emotion. But for some people, it doesn't matter. For people who want gun control, it doesn't matter, no matter how many times you show them that the people in Chicago that are shooting each other aren't going through the legal way of obtaining their guns. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter that you can show that today there was somebody who was mentally ill, by all sounds of it, that took upon himself to kill these people and to wound these others. It doesn't matter that you can show that only 3% only 3% of abortion is what Planned Parenthood does. Because in their mind, they have it made up. They have it made up in their mind. And you can't change that. We talked about it on numerous occasions that people are so set in their ways. The facts that are put in front of them, they no longer even believe anymore. And if you challenge them with those things, because they have wrapped themselves in this cloak of political identity that is now their true identity, that they're not going to listen to anything you have to say. And let me tell you something. I will tell you within a couple hours on several large websites and reputable to a lot of people, there will be conspiracy theories about this. There are going to be all kinds of stuff that the media is covering up, that this guy wasn't six. He's really actually an ISIS sleeper. There will be all kinds of things that tie this. This is what's going to happen. It's so sad, but unfortunately, in the world that we live in, everything is politics in every way, shape, or form. We are uber political nowadays. If I say it's black, somebody will say it's white, and they'll tell me why politically I am wrong. It's disgusting. But it is what it is. And we have dug in this way now. People have chosen sides, and they've wrapped themselves in this veil of I am politically right and I don't want to hear anything else. And when presented with something that challenges those things of which I hold truly to be a part of me, my belief system for this. Again, stuff that's non-political, you can change my mind on that all day because that's not a part of who I am. That's just something that I slowly but surely look at once in a while. It may entertain me, but it really plays no part in my life as far as my belief system goes. When politics is involved, it plays that part. And you watch the politics that comes out of this. You watch the politics that's going to come out of what's taking place with the defunding Planned Parenthood. I've always said, I want to leave choice alone. That's not my business, not my world, it's not my body. Do I think we as taxpayers should pay for it? No. But when I look at Planned Parenthood overall, the money they get, all of these kind of things, and it's 3%. And trust me, tonight I will get a text, I will get an email, I will get something posted to Facebook to tell me what a liar I am and how that it's 97%. In fact, that's all they do because people are so set in their ways. And when you show them that's not what they do, it still doesn't matter. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBenson. Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the show, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. Call the show, 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423. Simple and easy, 844-DIG, D-I-G, CHAD, C-H-A-D. Football is here. It is wild card weekend. I've got my wild card picks, and I've got my upset pick of the weekend. The Chad Benson Show.
This is a health warning from Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. Just call 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply. Promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
This report is brought to you by Web.com. In the digital world we live in today, with information and resources constantly at our fingertips, it can be surprising when that local business around the corner has zero online presence. But did you know that only 41% of small businesses actually have a website? Small business expert and media personality Carol Roth is partnering with Web.com to bring awareness and advice to business owners across the country who are thinking about making a website of their own but don't necessarily know where to start. Here are a few tips from Carol herself.
For small businesses, a good web presence can really make or break your success. But what most business owners don't realize is that it's not just about a pretty website. It takes a solid foundation of quality content, reliable technology, and strategic planning of how to get your sites out there that really helps your small business thrive in the online world.
For more advice on how to make your small business thrive online, visit www.web.com.
I hate water softeners. I really hate softeners. I hate the thought of lugging salt and that it ruins septic systems. But I hate hard water that causes limescale, which costs thousands in appliance damage and wasted energy.
Stop hating and start loving again with the HydroCare Smart Descaler from Wave Home Solutions. Prevent and eliminate limescale the smart way. No maintenance, no salt, no plumbing required, and better than magnetic wraps. 1 year performance guaranteed. Go to IHateMySoftener.com. IHateMySoftener.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information.
They had obviously researched every place, not just given me names.
Really? Yeah.
They found me a place for what she could afford, and it was magnificent.
We're now very confident that she's safe, and they just helped every step of the way, and I can't thank them enough.
So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, call A Place for Mom. This is a free service, and you can trust them to help you.
If you're struggling to find reliable senior living information for your mom or dad, then call or go online to get the free help you need during this turbulent time. Call now, 800-467-7530, 800-467-7530.
When educator-turned-hip-hop artist D1 finished paying back his student loans, he celebrated by writing the song Sallie Mae Back. Now he's teaming up with Sallie Mae to help students get on track to paying off their loans.
I'm passionate about helping people learn about financial literacy. The reality is that students are hungry for information. They want to understand the facts about paying back their loans and the best way to do it.
Sallie Mae's Rick Castellano adds,
"We're thrilled to work with D1 to help students get into the rhythm of repayment. He lays out the process and steps that are both direct and doable, teaching the right moves for building credit and successfully paying back student loans."
Now through January 11th, Sallie Mae customers with eligible student loans have the chance to win up to $10,000 to pay down their loans. For D1's complete list of tips and to enter the Pays to Repay contest, visit SallieMae.com. That's SallyMae.com. I'm Bob Pepo for the Consumer Radio Network.
Ransomware is software that can infiltrate your business through email, enabling cyber criminals to hijack sensitive information as ransom for your own data's release. Leveraging Barracuda email security with advanced threat detection can stop a ransomware attack in its tracks. As an added measure, Barracuda Backup allows you to recover your data without having to surrender to extortion. Crime doesn't pay when you protect your business data with Barracuda. Go to Barracuda.com/ransomware to learn more.
Yo, DJ, drop that beat, partner.
Oh, dear God, no.
Do you have any questions?
You're listening to The Chad Benson Show.
It is Friday, which means football's coming. But unlike college football on the weekends, we're going to have 3 days straight of great football. It starts tomorrow. It's wild card weekend. This may be my favorite weekend of football, because you got 2 games Saturday, 2 games Sunday. It's amazing. It is absolutely amazing. So let's break it down from top to bottom, starting with the first game tomorrow, the Oakland Raiders. In fact, producer Phil, do you have the greatest poem of all time handy?
Of course I do.
Well, let's hear a little bit of the great Oakland Raiders Autumn Wind.
The autumn wind is a pirate, blustering in from sea. With a rollicking song, he sweeps along, swaggering boisterously. His face is weather-beaten. He wears a hooded sash, with a silver hat about his head and a bristling black mustache. He growls as he storms the country, a villain big and bold. And the trees all shake and quiver and quake as he robs them of their gold. The autumn wind is a raider, pillaging just for fun. He'll knock you round and upside down and laugh when he's conquered and won.
Oh, man. That is one of the great things. And that is John Fonseca, the great voice of what was it NFL Films back in the day? Just amazing. And that voice was incredible. That's called Autumn Wind. And the Raiders are playing this weekend, and they're starting Connor Cook. Here's a guy. Now, they've got this amazing quarterback, Derek Carr, who has a chance of being the MVP of the NFL. He breaks his leg. Didn't just break it. I mean, broke it. Then they get Matt McGloin, who's their backup, who they've got some hope in. This kid's pretty good, right? He gets injured. Now they're turning to their third-string quarterback, a rookie, who, by the way, has never started an NFL game ever. It's the first time in history that a rookie will make his starting debut in the NFL in the playoffs. But they're taking on the Texans, who, for all intents and purposes, have been beyond disappointing. Beyond disappointing. Amazing, great defense, poorest offense, and they spent a ton of money getting Brock Osweiler. This game's at 4:35 Eastern, 1:35 Pacific tomorrow. And this is one of those close games. Of all the teams that Oakland, in the position they're in now, has the potential of beating, this is that team. Their offense isn't very good, although at any given time you would think that Osweiler's going to get it right and they're going to erupt. But Oakland's going to keep it close. They're going to keep it very close. Janikowski wins it for him outright tomorrow. Oakland beats Houston. That's the 5-4 matchup. In the evening, the nightcap, if you will. Detroit and Seattle. Yesterday, the seismologist in Seattle placed their equipment around the stadium, hoping and praying that because of the volume, that they get another one of those giant, huge nights like they had a few years ago when Marshawn Lynch rumbled and it shook the house. That stadium is set up, the 12th man, it's set up to keep the noise in. They play Detroit. Detroit's had a nice year, but they've got an injured quarterback, and I don't think they have the weapons. The one thing that they can hope for is you never know what Seattle team's showing up. My My vote here is tomorrow night, Seattle easily disposes of Detroit. We move on to Sunday. Pittsburgh, Miami. Miami's, they're hurting. Fact that they made it here is good enough, I think, for them this year. And their quarterback is out. Ryan Tannehill, he won't be playing. Matt Moore is going to be there. You're taking on Pittsburgh. They're at home. It's going to be cold. And while their running back, Ajayi, has run roughshod on Pittsburgh a couple times this year, it's not going to happen again. Pittsburgh wins this game going away. And then the big one of the weekend. Green Bay takes on New York. Now, the funny thing is the only two teams I think that can beat Dallas are Green Bay and New York, and unfortunately they're going to play each other. It's the playoffs. You don't know what it's going to be like with Eli Manning. You never know what it's going to be like with Eli Manning. He could show up. He may not show up. You know, he's incredible, though. 7-1 on the road. Aaron Rodgers has played out of his mind, like crazy out of his mind the last several weeks. They're on a huge run here. I think they won 6 in a row, and I don't think this is good. This, to me, is the game of the weekend, and thank God it's the last game of the weekend. New York is good, but I don't think they have the weapons, even though they have Odell Beckham and several great players and Eli Manning, and they've won before. I just have a feeling it's going to be one of those nights where you're going to have to score with them, and Aaron Rodgers is going to put up 3 touchdowns, 350 yards, no interceptions, and Eli will keep it close. But in the end, I see, yes, the Green Bay Packers getting by the New York football Giants. Those are my picks. Take it for what it's worth. It's worth a lot, too, if you're smart. And then next week, we got another 4 games. And Monday night, we got the national championship game, a repeat of last year. And you got Clemson and Dabo Sweeney and Deshaun Watson taking on the mighty Bama. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBenson. Chat at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the show. Love it when you do. 323-538-2423. 323-538-2423. This be the Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show.
Attention. Do you have outstanding federal student loans? Then get ready for a special free offer. Graduate Service Center wants to give you free information to see if you qualify for one lower monthly payment or student loan forgiveness. The call is free, the information is free, and there's absolutely no obligation. See if you qualify for lower monthly payments or loan forgiveness. Call now. 800-801-4950. That's 800-801-4950. Don't wait. Call now. 800-801-4950.
Do you have knee or back pain? If you have Medicare or private insurance, we have great news. You may qualify right now to get a pain-relieving knee or back brace at little or no cost to you. I've used them. They work. Call the Pain Relief Hotline right now for free information.
800-281-8944. 800-281-8944. That's 800-281-8944.